From New York City, we bring you Gene Hertholdt in a new Dr. Christian story, presented for your pleasure by the Cheesegrove Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. Naturally, every mother worries when she hears that sound. It may mean most anything, but it's quite likely that baby is merely uncomfortable, and that it's just some small skin irritation that's bothering him. That's why it's a good idea to have Vaseline Jelly close at hand. For babies and for adults, Vaseline Jelly is invaluable because it has three vitally important actions. First, Vaseline Jelly forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. Second, it soothes irritation and promotes rapid healing. And finally, it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oil. That's why in millions of homes throughout the country, you can always find Vaseline Jelly. If you are running short, get Vaseline Jelly tomorrow. It costs only 10 cents for a generous tube or jar. Mr. Hertholdt has as a special guest tonight, Helen Clare, star of last season's Broadway smash hit, Kiss the Boys Goodbye. The Dr. Christian drama Gene Hertholdt has chosen for you this evening is the story of Carol and Emily Williams, River's End's identical twins. So alike in every physical detail that even their parents are unable most of the time to tell them apart. Now, as the scene opens, we find Carol and Todd Leslie, one of her many youthful admirers, in Carol's expensive automobile, speeding along the broad highway by the light of a full harvest moon. Carol is driving.
Oh, what a beautiful drive this is along the river, back into River's End.
I take it then you enjoyed the dance?
I loved it, Todd. Oh, what a marvelous evening.
Thank you, Miss Williams.
I don't mean you, funny face. I was talking about the moon, this cool, fresh air on my face.
Carol, look out! Say, you'd better slow down on those curves.
I know how to handle this buggy, Mr. Leslie.
You know, you're a strange girl, Carol.
My goodness, what caused that remark?
I mean, you can be lots of fun, like tonight. And other times, you're moody and quiet, the way you were last night.
Last night?
Hey, that was you I was out with last night, wasn't it? I wasn't out with Emily instead.
Oh, no. No, that was me, all right.
I never can be sure which one of you I'm having a date with, even though I asked for you.
You know, it's wonderful having a twin sister who's so much like you, she can keep your dates when you're sick, or take your place if something better turns up.
Say, listen, you're not kidding me, are you? Are you sure you're Carol?
Aren't you?
Look here, this isn't fair.
Well, you asked for a date with Carol, didn't you?
Yes, I know.
Well, the Williams girls always try to please.
Oh, then you are Carol.
You'd better just call me Miss Williams to be safe, huh?
Suffering catfish.
Stop worrying, Todd. And try to enjoy the ride.
You'd better slow up, Carol, going through some of these small towns.
Well, traffic cops don't stay up this late.
Oh, they don't, huh?
Oh, Todd, is that a cop?
It certainly sounds like one.
Oh, and Dad said if I got arrested for speeding again, he wouldn't let me use the car for a month.
How fast are we going?
65.
Yeah, it's a cop, all right. Here he comes.
Oh, Todd, this car can do over 90. Do you think we can lose him? We're nearly home.
Gosh,
I don't want to get another ticket. Dad meant what he said.
Well, as long as we're going to be arrested anyway, we might as well be doing 90 at 65.
I'm going to try. You keep watching back.
We better step on it. He's gaining on us. Ah, that's the stuff.
How are we doing?
Swell. He's dropped back already.
I've got her up to 75.
Well, you'd better keep her there.
Oh, I can do better than that.
Careful of those curves, Carol.
No use to slow down now.
He's creeping up on us again.
Well, I'll fix that.
Picking right up with us.
We'll wear him out, huh?
Look at those lights, Carol. We're coming into town.
Oh, we are.
You'll have to slow down then. To be sure to catch us.
Well, I know what we can do.
Why are you slowing down?
I'm going to swing the car around and head out away from town.
Well, you'd better hurry. Here he comes.
By the time he can stop that motorcycle and turn around to follow us, we'll be well on our way.
You're blocking the road, Carol.
Well, I can't help that.
Here he comes. What's that?
Oh, the engine stalled.
We're right out in the middle of the road.
Todd!
He's going too fast to stop. Duck down the car, Carol. Carol, Are you all right?
Yes. I guess so. Todd, what's happened?
The motorcycle clipped the back fender of our car. He tried to swerve around to avoid hitting us. That's it. Lying over there by the side of the road.
Todd. Is that him lying beside?
No. Guess it is.
Oh, Todd.
I'll go see how badly he's hurt.
Wait, I'll come with you.
You better wait here in the car.
No, I'm coming with you. How badly is he hurt, Todd?
Go back to the car, Carol.
Todd, he's so white and still.
Please go back. Let me take care of him.
He's not breathing. He's not breathing, Todd.
Yes. Not, is he?
We killed him, Todd.
You mustn't kill him. Please.
He's so pale and still.
Come on back to the car with me.
Oh, Todd.
Don't, Carol, don't. It's not all our fault. We didn't mean to do this. Come on, get in the car, Carol.
What are we going to do, Charlie?
I don't know.
We can't just leave him lying there.
We've got to think of ourselves and our parents.
Maybe I could telephone the police and change my voice and tell them about the accident. Just tell them I saw it happen. They wouldn't know who it was.
Not the police, Carol.
Well, a doctor, then. Someone to take care of him.
Carol, what about the car?
The car?
Yes, that back fender where the motorcycle hit.
Oh, I can think of some excuse for that.
Are you sure?
Yes, Oh, Todd, let's get away from here.
Look, we've got to get our story straight first. I know, we could say we took a drive out along the shore after the dance hall closed.
Yes, that's right. We have done that lots of times.
Nobody would suspect us.
There's one other thing, Todd. In case they should ask any questions.
What's that?
Well, I've been fooling you all evening. I'm not really Carol. I'm Emily. That was Carol you were out with last night.
Yes, yes, I'm coming.
Good morning, Dr. Christian.
Why, Carol Williams. Or is it Emily?
It's Carol, Doctor.
Oh, come in, Carol.
I didn't know whether I'd find you in your office so early this morning, Dr. Christian.
Oh, I've been out of the hospital all night on an emergency case. Came back here to get some papers, and I guess I must have fallen asleep.
Is it a very serious case, Doctor?
Yes, a very tragic one. I'm afraid the man has the chance. It's one of our state highway patrol.
You mean a policeman?
Yes, a motorcycle cop. He must have been knocked down by one of those hit-and-run drivers.
I see.
Some girl telephoned me last night to report the accident. Wouldn't give me her name.
That's strange.
Oh, it was probably the woman who was responsible for the accident.
What makes you think that?
Oh, that's the reason she wouldn't give me her name.
Oh.
Can you imagine anyone so callous? So lacking in a sense of responsibility, of common decency as to drive up and leave a man lying in the roadway to die?
It sounds more like the sort of thing a man would do.
No. No, they think it was a woman. The police found a compact near the man's body.
Oh.
Yeah, tell me. What's the matter?
Nothing. I just can't imagine anyone doing such a thing.
No, neither can I. But, Carol, what on earth are you doing here after this hour of the morning?
Oh, I've been on horseback riding.
Oh, clothes. Oh, your riding clothes are very becoming.
Thank you, Dr. Christian.
What brings you here so early?
Oh, I was thrown and hit my shoulder.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, come over here by the lighting. Let's have a look at it.
It's very painful.
What does it hurt the most, Carol? Here?
Yes, my left shoulder. There.
Oh, it's probably just a bruise. I don't seem to be able to find anything very seriously wrong.
Well, I guess maybe that's all it is.
I'll give you something and you can get Emily to massage it for you. That should fix it up, all right.
Well, thank you, Doctor.
I wouldn't ride anymore this morning if I were you.
Oh, I won't. Dr. Christian?
Yes?
Don't you think this man, this motorcycle policeman, has any chance at all?
A slight chance, Carol. Of course, I'm doing everything I can.
I see.
Well, there you are.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Christian. Well, I guess I'd better be going.
I'm glad you stopped in. I'll come back again and tell Emily to stop in and see me. Oh, it's been weeks since I've seen either of you two girls.
Thank you, Doctor. I'll tell her.
All right.
Dr. Christian, Roy just called to say they found the driver of the hit-and-run car.
Who is she?
You'd never guess in all the world. It's Emily Williams.
No, Judy. Not Emily Williams.
Mm-hmm. Roy said that's what he heard. Todd Leslie was with her and confessed the whole thing this morning.
But I thought Todd was going with Carol.
So did I, but I guess he dates them both.
Oh, Emily Williams could not possibly have gone away and left that man by the side of her old Judy.
Oh.
She's not the sort of a girl who could shun responsibility so easily.
Oh, you mean that Carol could?
I don't know. But I do know that she's always taking things lightly. Let other people do her worrying for her. Carol is much more self-centered than spoiled.
Well, Todd Leslie says Emily's the one. Personally, I've never been able to tell those girls apart.
Yeah, they can fool their own mother, maybe.
I don't see how in the world you can tell.
Their souls are different, Judy.
Oh,
if that's the hospital, tell them I'll be right over.
Right. Hello? Oh, hello. It's Roy.
Oh, say hello for me, then.
Dr. Christian says to say hello. What? She has. Well, the doctor will certainly be interested to hear that. Oh. All right, Roy. Thanks for letting me know. Bye.
No, what's happened now?
Emily Williams admitted this morning that she was responsible for the accident.
And the curtain comes down on the first act of our Dr. Christian play, Double Indemnity. Our brief intermission period gives you a moment to relax and me a moment to introduce you to another enthusiastic booster for the products that make this program possible. And here she is.
I'm a personnel manager of a large department store in charge of hiring the sales girls. Of course, one of the first requirements for any sort of selling job is a pleasing appearance. The women we hire don't have to be beautiful, but they do have to look neat and attractive. When I see an applicant who has a bad case of dry scalp with its resulting dandruff and dry, brittle, unattractive hair, I usually turn her down. I tell her frankly that she will have to do something about dry scalp, and I always recommend Vaseline hair tonic.
If you are bothered by dry scalp, take a tip from this young lady and try Vaseline hair tonic. Rub lots of it on your scalp before your next and every shampoo. You'll find your hair free from dandruff scales. Softer, more lustrous, and easy to arrange. That's because Vaseline Hair Tonic contains no drying ingredients. Instead, it supplements the natural oils of your scalp. Keep your hair healthy looking and attractive. Vaseline Hair Tonic is economical, too. It costs only 40 and 70 cents at any drugstore. The curtain is rising now on Act Two of Double Indemnity. The scene is Dr. Christian's office at the new hospital. The doctor has been spending anxious hours at the bedside of Sergeant Blakely, injured in last night's hit-and-run accident, and has snatched a moment in his office for a rest. He has just managed to relax and light his pipe when he is interrupted by a rap on the door.
Yes? Come in.
Good evening, Dr. Christian.
Oh, good evening. Come in.
Thank you.
You just called from downstairs and said you were here.
I see. I wondered how you knew me, but it wasn't Carol, I mean.
Sit down, Emily, won't you?
Thank you. How is he, Dr. Christian?
Sergeant Blakely?
Yes.
About the same, I'm afraid.
He hasn't regained consciousness yet?
No.
He must get well, Dr. Christian.
I'm doing everything I can, Emily. Sometimes that decision must be made by someone else.
I've been hoping and praying all day. I had to come and see you.
I'm afraid the damage has been done.
I see. Then you feel about me the way everybody else in town does.
No, Emily, I wouldn't say that.
Only I was surprised when I heard that you had been afraid to claim the responsibility.
I was frightened. I didn't realize what I was doing.
But why didn't you admit your part in this? Instead of waiting for Todd Leslie to point you out.
I don't know.
Emily.
Yes?
You don't have to lie to me anymore.
Dr. Christian, what do you mean?
I know it's Carol. Not you who was responsible for this accident.
No.
Why are you letting yourself be blamed for something Carol has done?
I see there's no use trying to fool you, Dr. Christian. I'm taking the blame for Carol because I want to. I'm better able to face it than she.
Oh, but Emily, I don't understand.
Carol's just a child compared with me. I know that sounds funny. Carol's always been the baby of the family.
Yes, I recognize the difference.
And she's never had to assume any responsibility. That's why she's so confused and baffled now.
I see.
But just the thing, Carol's responsible for all the fun, all the pleasure I've ever had out of living. She's so talented, so clever. Even when we were children, it was always Carol who planned our games and made life exciting for me. People like her instinctively. She's made hundreds of friends, Dr. Christian. And she shared them all with me.
But you're just as pretty and young.
Oh, I'm so different underneath. I never could mingle and make friends with old Charlotte Cliff. She's accepted invitations and made dates with boys and then sent me instead so I could have some fun, too.
Carol has done that for you?
Yes. That's why I've copied her mannerisms, her laugh, everything. So perfect that no one ever knew the difference.
Well, Emily, this is surprising news to me.
And there's another reason why I can't let her down now, Dr. Christian.
Yes?
It's Todd. Todd Leslie. He loves Carol. I know he does. And Carol loves him. This might ruin everything between them.
Well, but Carol can't go through life depending on you, Emily, and you can't go on sacrificing yourself for her.
I don't mind, Dr. Christian.
And you're really going through with this?
Yes, Dr. Christian. And you've got to give me your promise that you won't tell. You're the only person who knows it was really Carol and not me in that car.
Oh, but Emily.
You must promise.
Very well. I will, Emily. I promise not to tell. Well, Judy, any calls while I was out this morning?
No, Dr. Christian.
Did you ask Carol Williams to stop in?
Yes. Todd Leslie brought her over. She's waiting in your office. Mm.
I don't want to disturb you, dear, unless it's something important.
Mm.
Good morning, Carol. I'm sorry to be waiting.
No, that's all right, Dr. Christian.
How's the shoulder then?
Oh, fine, Doctor. Is that what you wanted to see me about?
No, Carol. Emily was out at the hospital last night.
She was?
Yes. She wanted to inquire about Sergeant Blakely. He seems pretty badly broken up over this thing, Carol.
Why, she seemed to be all right at home.
Don't suppose he'd want to worry you. Emily thinks a lot of you, Carol.
We've always been very close, naturally.
I don't think you have any idea how much you mean to her.
Dr. Christian, they won't really do anything to Emily, will they? On account of this accident?
It's quite serious. And if Sergeant Blakely should die...
Yes?
Emily would have to face a charge of manslaughter.
Manslaughter?
Yes.
Would that mean she'd have to go to prison, Doctor?
Perhaps, Carol.
But I can't let them put Emily in prison, Doctor.
Well, the court would probably be lenient with her. But whatever happens, she'll have to go on day after day, seeing her neighbors and people around her, knowing what they're thinking. That she was a coward.
That would be worse than Judy.
And good for me, I know. I'll come in, Judy.
Hospital just called, Dr. Christian.
Yes?
Sergeant Blake.
He's not just...
Oh, no, Jim. He's sinking rapidly than he did.
Oh, sure.
Oh, no, Dr. Christian, you must do something to save him.
I'm afraid it's hopeless, Carol. Oh, what a pity the man wasn't given a better chance.
Yes. What do you mean, Dr. Christian?
Sergeant Blakely had received medical attention at once. Instead of lying for over an hour along the roadside, all this might not have happened.
Yes, Shall I tell the hospital he'll be right over?
Yes, yes, of course, Judy.
You will try to save him, Doctor.
I'll be with him, Cal. But only a miracle can save him now.
Is that you, Dr. Christian?
Yes, Judy.
Dr. Christian, how is it?
We operated this afternoon.
Then he still has a chance?
Yes, a slim one.
Now, I suppose you've seen the evening paper.
No, I haven't, Judy.
Look here. Right on the front page.
Twins confused the law. Carol Williams admits she and not sister Emily drove hit and run car.
You were right all the time, Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, have you seen Carol since she was here this morning?
Why? No, I haven't, Emily. I've been at the hospital all day. With Sergeant Blake.
Sergeant Blake?
Yes, I decided to operate.
You mean... then he's not dead?
No.
But Carol said... she told us he was dying.
He was this morning. I think he'll still have a fair chance if he lives through the night.
Oh, why did you break your promise to me, Dr. Christian?
I didn't, Emily.
You must have told her. She knew. She confessed everything.
Carol didn't confess because she thought she was going to be found out, Emily. I think she has decided to face her own problems from now on.
Then you didn't tell her?
No.
Oh, I'm afraid something's happened to her, Dr. Christian. She's taken the car and disappeared. She thinks Sergeant Blakely died. It's done something to her. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we're twins and we've always been so close together. But I've always been able to know when Carol's in trouble, even when she's far away from me.
No, Emma.
I know it, I tell you. You should have seen her when she came back from the courthouse this afternoon. I've never seen such a change in anyone in all my life.
Carol is bound to be upset right now, Emily. But this will make a finer and better person of her later. Facing this herself instead of letting you assume the responsibility.
Something awful's happened to Carol, Dr. Christian. I know it. Dr. Christian's office. Oh, yes, just a moment. It's the hospital doctor, emergency.
Dr. Christian speaking. Yes? Yes? Prepare the operating room. I'll be right over.
Dr. Christian. Carol's had an accident.
Yes, Emily.
Is she badly hurt?
I don't know. Her car went off the road, struck a tree.
Whereabouts, Doctor?
At the same spot where Sergeant Blakely was injured.
Oh. Do something for her, Dr. Christian. Can't you do something for her?
I've done everything I can, Emily. Time must do the rest.
She looks so pitiful lying there.
Why don't you wait outside with your mother and father and child?
No, Dr. Christian, you promised me I could stay beside her.
You must be right by then.
Yes. She will be all right, won't she, Doctor?
Yes, Emily. Carol will be all right now.
Oh, Carol. Carol, why did you do it?
Hush.
She's opening her eyes. Yes, Carol. Are you here, Emily? Right beside you, dear. Dr. Christian is here, too. Dr. Christian?
Yes, Carol.
Yes. He's going to take good care of you so you'll be strong and well again. I don't want to get well. I deserve to die from what I did to that man. Sergeant Blakely didn't die, Carol. Sergeant Blakely?
No, Carol, he's going to get well.
Yes. You're not just telling me that. No, Carol. Dr. Christian operated on him and saved his life. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Christian.
No, you mustn't cry, Carol.
I'm so happy. Of course, darling.
You must rest now, Carol.
And tell Mother and
Dad, I'm sorry for what I did.
They understand, Carol.
And Todd?
Todd is here with them, Carol, waiting.
Waiting? Waiting for me? Todd.
Carol.
Don't be frightened, Emily. Carol is just dropping off to a natural sleep. Why don't you steal out? Tell your mother and father and Todd. The crisis is past.
I will, Dr. Christian. And, oh, thank you.
Tell them that they can be very proud of their daughter. Prouder than they have ever been before. She isn't just a spoiled little girl any longer, but a woman facing life, unafraid.
In just a moment, Gene Hirschholt, our star, will be here to tell you about next week's play. And before he comes out here, I'd like to give you this message. In 9 out of every 10 American homes, you'll find Vaseline jelly in the medicine cabinet. Naturally, there are several reasons for such amazing popularity. For one thing, Vaseline jelly is effective in healing minor burns and scalds, cuts, scratches, chafing, chapping, and literally hundreds of other conditions. Vaseline jelly is refined in the making until it's pure enough to eat. Because Vaseline jelly is so dependable, it has been used as the base in making several specialized products, such as Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. Ask your druggist about their special uses. And be sure when you buy to look for the trademark Vaseline on every jar or tube. And now, may I present the cast of tonight's drama. Here's Helen Clare, one of Broadway's brightest stars, who played both the Williams twins, Carol and Emily. And next we have Rosemary DeCamp, the popular Judy Price of the series, and Todd Leslie, played by Bill Quinn. And last, our star, Gene Hirschholt, as the wise and much-loved Doctor of River's End. Dr. Christian, what kind of a story have you chosen for next week?
Well, our school children are very busy with plans for their annual Christmas celebration. This year they're going to do a pageant reenacting the story of the Nativity. And the entertainment will take place in the high school auditorium. But as usual with community affairs, all sorts of complication has arisen. Enough, in fact, to make a very interesting and absorbing Christmas play for our radio friends. I'm sure your children will enjoy it, too. So plan to have them listen. Until next Wednesday evening at this same hour, then, I'll say good night.
Don't fail to see the new Gene Hirschholt picture, Meet Dr. Christian, when it comes to your local theater. This is the first of a new series of RKO radio pictures based on the Dr. Christian radio program and starring Gene Hirschholt in his most famous role. Andre Baruch announcing, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.